This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Realistically, you think, you know, they're not going to get back home from Ukraine till the early hours of Friday morning. I guess no training on the Friday. They'll probably go in for a bit on the Saturday morning. Then you know, you're straight up to London for the 4 o'clock kickoff on Sunday. It's a real shame as well, because I thought Everton were a good bet to win this and maybe score a couple of goals in the bargain as well. Watching QPR last week, and I know, you know, Derek's right about, you know, the Tottenham thing where you shouldn't take, you know, one result and watching one team as your basis for a bet. But looking at QPR's body language against Crystal Palace on TV, they gave up. You know, I know they came out in the second half and won the second half, and, you know, I'm sure the manager gave them a bit of an earful, but they were already 3-0 down. They looked terrible in that first half for a team who was supposed to be fighting. You know, you go a goal down in 21 minutes, you want to see a bit more from them. You shouldn't be 3-0 down to any team in the Premier League when you're fighting for your life, in my opinion. I just wonder if that'll level it out a little bit, if the draw's the play here. I think I'll go for the draw. I just worry about that trip. 23 to 10 is the biggest price with QPR, and I think it's more likely the draw than QPR winning. So I'll go for that. But I'm worried about Everton, you know. Just that trip might just take a bit too much out of them.
The draw is 23 to 10. That's Lee's bet here. QPR, Derek, lost four straight and lost their last five at home in all competitions as well.
Yeah.
As Lee made mention of earlier on in the season, it was always going to be difficult with QPR's running, and they've suffered.
Yeah, well, but they'll look at this fixture. Yeah. You know, Everton side, they're not far off the relegation scrap themselves and just coming back from Kiev. They'll look at this as a winnable fixture. In fact, they've got to be winning this. There's no fanning around with a draw for QPR. Eh? They've got to go for it. They were shocking last week, absolutely shocking. But they're a Premier League side, and Premier League sides at the top level, and that's what the Premier League is, despite what's happened in Europe. They are capable of bouncing back. And, okay, I'm not saying they're going to hit the heights, because they haven't hit any heights at all this season. But they're a better side than what we saw from them last week. Everton have turned the corner, definitely. Some great results. The one against Kiev last week and then in the league a few days later on the Sunday. But this is a tough ask for them. They played on Sunday, played again on the Thursday. In fact, this will be their fourth game in, 11 days, something like that, I think it is. I'm going to go for QPR. I just think it's too much to ask of Everton. It's a long try, and QPR are a better side than we've seen. Let's not forget they've won a few games at home earlier this season, QPR. And the reason their home form recently has dipped is that they've been playing much better calibre opposition. I'm not sure Everton fall into that category, so I'm going to go for Rangers here.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.